This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Last night's public meeting of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers exploded into an arena for the conflicting pressures of the 2020 election. One of the board's jobs is to certify election results from city and township clerks. And two Republican members of the board, Monica Palmer and Will Hartman, said last night that they were unwilling to do that. As the word spread over social media, the Zoom meeting's already packed waiting room became jammed, and 3 hours of public comment followed. People like the Reverend Wendell Anthony, pastor at Detroit's Fellowship Church and head of the Detroit chapter of the NAACP, were not having it. Ultimately, the two dissenting members of the board reversed course. But it was a sign of how little Trump supporters are interested in backing off unsupported claims of voter fraud and how short patience is running among Democratic voters. Jonathan Kinlock is a member of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. He's also the political director of SEIU Healthcare of Michigan. Jonathan, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you.
When did you realize that the two Republicans on the board, Monica Palmer and Will Hartman, that they were not in favor of certification?
At the moment of their vote, because all last week, the two canvassers were basically saying that, you know, that they would certify unless there was anything extraordinary that came from the canvass. And so I believe it was like Friday, Saturday is when the tone started to change to say they begin to talk about having to balance to zero, but we got to get them as close to zero. And so then I started to get concerned, and the possibility that they would vote no started coming to mind.
How would you describe the mood in the Zoom room when they announced?
Oh, it was disappointment. It was anguish. It was just amazing, the energy that you felt come from the public. And once they began to have an opportunity to speak and address the board, it was just as if history lessons were being retold and explained, and the impact of that board, our board's decision, what it meant to history, what it meant to us as Black people, as what it meant to us as an entire community and county. The disenfranchisement, what that meant historically and what that meant today. So it was just a broad picture that so many people brought through their voices in participating in that meeting yesterday. It was amazing. I know oftentimes we talk about this is what democracy looked like. Last night was the best picture ever.
3 hours of dissenting comments.
Yes, you had Canton. Listen, because people need to understand whether you're a Democrat or Republican, across this country, in the state of Michigan, in County Wayne, these clerks, these individuals who are responsible for administering election, they take their jobs seriously. And then to have someone just so whimsically just throw off the work that they have put into translating the will of the people, it's just outrageous that people would just take it so lightly, and to make these charges that have come from Republicans because their candidate lost. Look, I've run for office, I've lost. People run for offices and you lose. You eat your Haagen-Dazs, you cry, you do whatever you have to do to release the anguish. But what you don't do is you don't attack the process. You don't attack the people for letting their will and wishes be known.
You were there. What do you think it was that changed Will Hartman and Monica Palmer's minds? They ultimately did relent and say that they were comfortable with certification. What changed?
Listen, you know, I've been involved in Democratic Party politics since I was a teenager, and I understand the sense of camaraderie and the team approach. But sometimes when you go into these public positions, you may get there by being associated with a party, but you have to be there on behalf of the people. I have to take my hat off to them because they were under a lot of pressure. I believe the public comments, I believe the conversation between us as we were continuing to try to work through this, I believe they wanted to find a solution to bring about the certification of this election. And that solution was to demand that the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, conduct an audit upon the completion of the certification process. And that allowed for them to do this. And I think that that was a good compromise. And so I think that had a lot to do with getting them to feel comfortable enough to move on their previous decision.
Right. Jonathan, as you noted, quite a few of the commenters stated that they saw a refusal to certify as an undeniable effort to disenfranchise Detroit's Black voters. Monica Palmer said at one point that she would be okay with certifying every place but Detroit. I had a friend from out of town who was watching all this play out over social media, and she asked me, is this maybe the answer to institutional change, is to have people who don't agree step up and name racism when they see it in play and remind people of their place in history? What do you think of that?
I thought many of those messages were on point. None of that was choreographed. People spoke from the heart. And I think that is always the most effective way to communicate when you're trying to make the people's will known, for the people themselves to come step forward and to speak organically and from the heart. But we have to remind people who have not walked through history and having to deal with the ills and the pains that the Black community and the brown community and, you know, all the other nationalities that have come into this country and have been met with resistance, you know. And so all I'm saying is that sometimes we need to remind people that it's easy for you to not understand the impact of your decision, but the impact of your decision has a face on it, and here are the faces. And I think that for Michigan and for where we are, we're walking through history and living history as we're making it. And oftentimes we don't realize that. And I think we will find great things written on the pages in the future as it relates to how we handled this moment in time.
This deadlock was the result of two Republicans on the board of canvassers disagreeing with two Democrats on the board of canvassers. Do you think that this four-person structure with two members of the major parties is still the right structure to represent the county?
I do. It forces a decision in a matter of this importance. But you need to understand the discretion of certification has already been removed from us, taken away from us in law. Our functions as ministerial, our job is to execute the certification. That action, had it stood, would have been followed up with lawsuits, would have been followed up with actions to actually call for their removal for not conducting the performance of their duty. So when you take on these responsibilities under the Michigan election law, they come with serious consequences if you don't carry them out.
Jonathan Kinlock is a member of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. His day job is with SEIU Healthcare Michigan. Jonathan, always a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
We now turn to Chris Thomas, the former longtime state elections director who worked with Detroit this election cycle to shore up its voting system. Chris, welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
What happened last night at the Wayne County Board of Canvassers? To your knowledge, has anything like that ever happened before in modern Michigan history?
Well, I've never seen anything quite like that, that's for certain. It was quite a spectacle. I think it renews one's competence in public comment section of meetings. I don't know that I've ever seen a reversal like that based on impassioned comments made by those who stuck it out and stayed with it through several hours.
What was your reaction when you realized what was happening, that these two members of the board were intended not to certify the results?
Yeah, I was disappointed to see that. I think as a counsel to the board told them, they really don't have that opportunity under the law. An unbalanced precinct is not the basis to fail to certify. The law is set up so that if, in fact, a county were to have problems and couldn't certify, then it would move to the Board of State Canvassers. So it's already anticipated that no county could withhold their certifications, or if counties had some sort of difficulty in making the deadline, that there would be a remedy.
The two members relented, we hear, in part because Secretary of State Benson agreed to undertake an inquiry into their concerns. You were at the TCF Center during Detroit's vote count, providing assistance to the city clerk. Could you just tell us what you have to say about the actual concerns that the two members brought up, that some of the people who were checked in to vote did not match who was actually voted?
What I understand is a countywide, there are basically a minus roughly 475, which means there are 475 names without ballots attached to them. That was countywide. There's close to 30, maybe more than 30 jurisdictions in Wayne County that did not balance every single precinct. And I think you'll find that across the state. We had a huge turnout, unprecedented turnout, and most of that by mail, which no question swamped many election officials. And it was through their good efforts that they dealt and were prepared to deal with it. But there's going to be a few glitches along the way. There's nothing untoward with these unbalances. A lot of people shorthand that and say, well, if it's unbalanced here, then it's unrecountable. That's not necessarily true. You will not know that until that ballot can is opened in a recount and the number of ballots are counted to see if that's the number of ballots that went through the computer on election day. And if that's the case, then it's recountable, regardless of how many names are in the book or not in the book. So it is certainly, out of 900,000 votes cast, looking at 474 votes is not something that people should be highly concerned about.
Secretary of State Benson seemed pretty unflappable last night. She said she was calm about the process and that it would play out according to law. Did you feel that same sense of calm?
I did. I shared that calm because I know it's going to the Board of State Canvassers before they reverse themselves. And the Board of State Canvassers could come in and complete the canvass. Our position at the city clerk's office was fine. If you're going to come in and do that, we've been working with the county since election day. And we'll continue working with the Secretary of State and the Board of State Canvassers. Our interest was in getting a good canvass. So yes, I really was not disturbed in terms of the final certification. The Board of State Canvassers have no authority to deadlock and not do the job they're required to do. And I fully would have expected them to certify the election because let's look at it. This is not just an election for president. So if they would have failed to certify the entire election for every single office on the ballot that goes down to the, you know, all the way down to the local level. So that was certainly never going to happen.
The Board of State Canvassers canceled its meeting for today since all the counties went ahead and certified, and they are scheduled to meet on the 23rd to do their state certification work. Do you have any concerns about politics entering that state certification in a similar way?
I would hope not. They have no investigatory authority. That all comes during recounts if they are requested. The canvass is basically counting votes to compile the canvasses of the 83 counties and come up with a statewide official certification of the total number of votes that all statewide candidates and legislative districts that cross county lines received, and to make those official.
A lot of folks have wondered aloud about whether the state legislature might step in and appoint its own electors if somehow the state board did fail to certify. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey has thrown cold water on that idea, but do you know if legally that's even possible, or would it have to go to the courts?
Well, I think there's a step there before the legislature would even be involved. There would be a mandamus case filed immediately, which is basically a cause of action that tells a government board, do your job. And it would ultimately end up in the courts, ultimately at the Michigan Supreme Court, directing the board to do what they're required to do by law. I can't imagine that the board would do that. And it's basically pretty humiliating when you take a position not to do your job and have to have a court tell you to get to work.
This has been a poster year for concerns over election security. We do have our results now. At the end of the day, how do you think it played out?
I think the security played out very well. Chris Krebs at Homeland Security, who's in the news now as having been fired by President Trump, did a courageous thing. He and a number of election officials around the country issued a report earlier this week saying that the elections across the United States were more secure than in any time in the past. The amount of work that's been done on cybersecurity of our elections since 2016 is literally amazing. So I think the voters should rest assured that Mr. Krebs and election officials across this country have stepped up and done what they're required to do. And it's very unfortunate that he was fired for doing a job that he was hired to do and doing it well.
Chris Thomas is a former director of elections for the state of Michigan. Chris, thank you very much.
I was happy to do it. Thank you.